This is Morning Edition on KUNC. Colorado is one of several states that will take up the issue of physician-assisted suicide. The topic is once again in the national spotlight with the recent death of Brittany Maynard. The terminally ill 29-year-old moved to Oregon to take advantage of that state's death with dignity law. From the state capitol, KUNC's Benta Berkland has more.
Oregon voters were the first in the country to pass the Death with Dignity Act. And now, two decades later, about 750 people have taken medication to hasten their deaths, including Brittany Maynard. She explained her decision to CBS News and says she doesn't view it as suicide because cancer is taking her life.
I am choosing to end it a little sooner and in a lot less pain and suffering.
But Peg Sandine says cases such as Maynard's are in the minority.
It's very rarely used.
Sandine heads the Death with Dignity National Center based in Portland, Oregon, which helped pass the initiative. She says there are safeguards in place. A patient must make 3 separate requests to medical officials and go through 2 waiting periods.
Then the person has to be evaluated by 2 different physicians, and both physicians have to determine that the person is terminally ill with a prognosis of 6 months or less to live, and also that the person is mentally competent to make health care decisions.
It's a model that Democratic Representative Lois Court of Denver hopes Colorado can emulate.
I've gotten emails and phone calls from all over the state from people who want the dignity of making this final decision.
Court is using one of her constituents as inspiration for a bill she plans to introduce during the next legislative session.
He had ALS and he was suffering, and he was starting to starve himself to death because he knew he was going to die.
Court was also moved by her own mother's decade-long battle and death from lung disease.
I said to my father, I want to see her. And my father said, no, you don't. You want to remember the mother you had, not what she has deteriorated into.
But the bill will be controversial and face an uphill battle with Republicans in control of the state Senate, where opposition is already building.
There is a significant moral responsibility government has to defend life and to preserve life, and a very dangerous slippery slope when we start dabbling in the, okay, but you can end a life here and you can end a life there.
That's Republican Senator Kevin Lundberg of Berthoud, who will chair the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. He says the proposal forces physicians to violate the oath of do no harm.
This promotes a notion that it's better to be dead. And I don't believe we as humans have that moral authority. I don't want to call it a whim, but on just the basis of this is not something I want to continue to do.
While some individual physicians support the process, the American Medical Association has long opposed physician-assisted suicide. But Peg Sandine with the Death with Dignity National Center says most of the opposition stems from religious objections.
In all of the political campaigns that we have been involved with, about 50% or 60% of the funding from the opposition campaign comes directly from the Catholic Church.
In 2012, the Catholic Church helped defeat a Death with Dignity ballot proposal in Massachusetts. Religious leaders from the Jewish community and other Christian denominations also opposed it. Washington State, Vermont, and Oregon are the only 3 states in the country with Death with Dignity laws on the books. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.